So you made that decision, and as I noted before, 15 congregants at a synagogue in New Jersey were arrested and charged for being in a synagogue together. Now, the Bill of Rights, as you well know, protects Americans' right, enshrines their right to practice their religion as they see fit and to congregate together, to assemble peacefully. By what authority did you nullify the Bill of Rights in issuing this order? How do you have the power to do that?
That's above my pay grade, Tucker. So I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this. We went to all—first of all, we looked at the data
and the
science, and it says people have to stay away from each other. That's the best thing we could do to break the back of the curve of this virus that leads to lower hospitalizations and ultimately fatalities.
And I'm not contesting that, though. I do think there's a debate. This is a rolling conversation because we're learning new things every day, and nothing is settled at this point.
Understood.
But I do want, since you are an elected official, a leader in the government, an executive, how do you have the authority to order something that so clearly contravenes the Bill of Rights of the United States, the U.S. Constitution? Where do you get the authority to do that?
Well, here's the thing. We know we need to stay away from each other, number one. Number two, we do have broad authority within the state. And number three, we would never do that without coordinating, discussing, and hashing it out with the leaders, the variety of the leaders of the faiths in New Jersey. We are among, if not the most diverse state in America, so we're used to that.
I'm sure that you've talked to every rabbi and priest, but there's a deeper question here, and I'm just going to ask you one last time because I think it's important. I'm sure you've thought about this. You can't just, as the governor of a state, tell people who they can talk to, when and where, because the Constitution of the United States, upon which all of this is based, prohibits you from doing that. So you clearly decided that you could do it. Did you consult an attorney about this? Did you? I mean, because this is a legal question as well as a medical one, isn't it?
I don't go to the men's room without consulting an attorney, so I guarantee you we did that. But I'll give you an example that was not related to the synagogue. I called up Cardinal Tobin, Cardinal Joe Tobin in Newark. There are five or six archdioceses in New Jersey. That's not denying someone their right to worship in any way, that we have to find a different way to worship. And I think that's the point. God bless America.
Yeah, government's not allowed to tell people how to worship in just as a sort of factual matter. Last question, sincere question.